This is Katie and Kate Carbondale. Support for Geek Speak comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. Louie will pick up your and deliver your hardware safely and sanitized. 948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How you doing, Matt?
Doing pretty good.
Good. See, you got a new toy there.
Yeah, new toy. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, Matt's playing with a
iPad Pro 11.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
It's the second generation.
And so, if I was to pick up that iPad Pro, what would it do that my iPad Air 3 is? I think you know can't do.
Does yours have LiDAR?
No, it doesn't. I don't even know what that is.
So it's light.
Should I Google that?
It's light radar. So there's a little sensor on the front of it. It looks like one of the cameras.
Okay.
And it times how long it takes the light to go from the emitter, bounce off whatever you're pointing it at, mm-hmm. and to come back. So it times that, figures out the distance, and then it can calculate really neat things like the size and shape of objects. And
okay. So you could technically use it as like a measuring tape, for instance.
Yeah. So the app I haven't had it very long. So, but if you point it at a square, so like if you point it at one of the screens when it's off, it'll find that it has a black square, and it'll say, well, it's 22 by whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can point it at something and it'll tell you the dimensions.
Cool.
Or if it'll like you could take it along the edge of the desk. And you can tell it to grab onto the edge of the desk,
uh-huh.
and it'll make an imaginary line, like a laser, out from that point.
Okay. Wow. I can't help but think that it's probably got really, really good facial recognition. So.
Yeah, I've been testing the face.
I'm sure you've been added to the database.
I am on the database now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Still doesn't work with a mask, so okay for now.
I don't know. I'm really surprised. It seems to me, I wonder if you like get a mask with the like a barcode, like right across here, if you can like train your device to read the barcode and go, just like encode in the barcode, this guy's okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it's doing that, but it's been fun to play with so far.
Definitely. Well, gosh, I mean, what else are we going to talk about besides cybersecurity, huh? I'm sure our listeners are like absolutely done listening to that stuff. But so I guess the funnest place to start with would, on a scale of 1 to 10, and what's in your professional opinion, how severe do you think the fallout from the SolarWinds hack is going to be, Matt?
Probably like 9 point something. I mean, it could be depending on what's happened. I mean,
scale of 1 to 10, you think it's going to be a 9?
It's. Well, it's in all kinds of stuff. Cisco, Intel, NVIDIA, hundreds and, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of businesses use that product.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have to go and evaluate their security posture. And it's going to take, weeks or months to figure out what actions need to be taken and take them.
Yeah. You know, that company should just shut down. I'm sorry. It's like, I mean, how much of a glutton for punishment would you have to be to like, after having that happen to your company, to go, we're going to live to fight another day. I just can't, were showing me the graph of their stock prices. And
they recovered quicker than I figured they'd be down for a little while.
What was their price at before the news hit?
Oh, I'd have to go back and look.
Okay.
I don't know that that gives me a good way to do that.
Yeah.
So,
well, call me an optimist. I'm going to put it at a 6.5 myself. And, I just knowing that, you can have a lot of like really unnerving, disturbing, little pieces of information. You know, you could send somebody an email and say, yeah, I know your password such and such that you got out of like the Experian, database on the dark web or whatever. And, or I've been watching you on your webcam, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, and while that on an individual level is really, you know, disconcerting, I guess it's because, you know, I've gotten stuck just trying to like go in and like add a printer to somebody's computer because I didn't know the password, you know? And, so not saying that I'm like anywhere, you know, on anywhere close to the same playing field as the hackers that carried this whole thing out, or the team, you know, probably literally hundreds of probably, you know,
yeah, it could be
of hackers that did it. And, but I thought that the, Matt and I shared an article last week, right after this all happened, the initial, methodology that they used to, compromise or basically crack the security of the system, for starters, was pretty ingenious. You know, that was, it kind of reminded me of, do you remember when I was telling you about these, devices that they have that they can use to break into your car? I see that.
Yep. Yeah.
So looks like we got a call.
You're on with the Geeks.
Hi, Geeks. It's Donna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
we can. Are you driving in heavy traffic?
I just pulled over, but I'm curious. While I have you on the phone, you know, I used to listen on my phone with like a, what was it, the NPR app?
NPR News. NPR News, it's called.
NPR News. That's what it was. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that works.
It's going to be a bit of a...
I don't want to get caught driving.
Yeah, there'll be a bit of a delay on that. But anyway, so, you know, what is late-breaking news will be kind of late-breaking news on the NPR app. So.
Okay. are you guys getting any tech gifts or giving any tech gifts this year?
You know, it's going to take me just a minute to remember, like the whole list of tech gifts that I'm demanding that people get from me. what are you getting?
You know what I'm getting is like a one of those vacuum robots, like a Eufy or one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I'm getting, but I'm getting one of those because I really don't like the vacuum.
So how much,
you know?
and forgive me for asking personal questions, but how much is a modern gal like yourself looking to spend on an IP controlled robot to vacuum your house?
Well, you know, I told my sister I saw one on sale for $99, but the last time I looked, they were like $149. That's the most. I mean, I wouldn't want to spend more than $100 personally because I'll just vacuum. But
yeah.
It is kind of fun because the ones my friend had, it had a little remote control. So when I was at their house, this robot, you know, this vacuum thing kept coming up to my feet and I kept having to step over it. And they kept going on. And finally, she and her husband both were just laughing hysterically. And I realized he was directing it with the remote control. And I didn't realize it. You know, I just kept stalking away and stepping over it and stepping over it. It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
no, that's the only gift I'm getting. Yeah,
because I've seen them at Target I've seen them in the high 200s. I've seen like they even had them like close to 400. You know, and
I don't need the latest and greatest. You know,
yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine just exactly what features a $400 smart vacuum.
I was gonna say I think it's capacity.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I was...
you only have to empty it once a year?
Maybe. I was looking at one from Makita, and I think it's $700 or $800. But it's designed for doing warehouses, so I think it's rated to 32 or 3,400 square feet or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it'll do a large house in one charge kind of thing.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, wow. Will it go up and down stairs? That's the big thing that I need.
Not that I know of. I don't think it's that big.
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tip my hand on an idea that could be patentable. You know, but just because I think it's kind of fun, is that they need to come out with one that if it comes across something, it has to have a sensor in it that like detects that I think I might have just sucked up something important. And and what it does is it takes a picture of it and emails it to you. And it said, do you really want this to go into the vacuum?
So. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but I will tell you this, that when you open the vacuum to empty it, it's so small, these things, that you will see, like, an earring or anything in there. You will notice it, I think.
Got it.
Because, you know, that really, ultimately, an earring is about the only thing valuable that's going to get sucked up into a vacuum, probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking there's a lot of possibilities because, I mean, you could even get, like, a social networking enabled smart vacuum and have it just post the stuff straight to your Facebook page, you know?
Yeah, there you go. That's good. I like it.
Oh, here's something out of the ordinary. Click.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it could get a little bit sorted. It's like, yeah. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Or picture, or sorry, I'm jammed and it's, you know, something else.
Yeah.
And here's a picture of what jammed up the vacuum.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you what I wanted to get, but now that I've thought of the idea of a smart robot that takes pictures of all the good things it sucks up, that's what I want. So, anyway, yeah. So, have you been following the solar? Sorry, go ahead, Donna.
No. I was going to say, I didn't hear the beginning of the show, so tell me what's
going
on.
Yeah, we were just kind of starting to dip our toes into the solar winds hack a little bit, you know, and... trying to keep it interesting because, you know, God knows everybody's heard everything about it, you know, or, you know, or all the doom and gloom.
I kind of, maybe buying SolarWind stock is a good idea now that it's probably dropped. But, you know, I will tell you this is that all the companies that I've worked at, including Ball, and, you know, we don't use SolarWind. Except we only use it on our test environment. That's it.
Got it.
So
yeah,
I don't think anybody could have hacked into L3 Harris or Ball or Talus. So, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach to to getting in, and you know it's caused me to kind of pause and rethink because I generally tend to downplay drive-by malware, when your web browser gets seized by, you know, something with a Microsoft logo or says the FBI wants to talk to you, or, you know, stuff like
that.
I've always kind of downplayed that, you know, that kind of stuff, but this has caused me to kind of, you know, back up because, I mean, just the fact that it may not have been so. I'm trying to remember. There were a couple of other organizations that got hacked shortly before the whole SolarWinds thing came out that were done through just basically run of the mill malware. Didn't come in through SolarWinds. So it's just making me kind of rethink, you know, not be quite so offhanded about malware. On the surface, the malware might look fairly innocuous, but it could be, you know, I mean, there could be other stuff going on underneath the surface. So anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, which company, I know it was a third party, figured it out.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
SolarWinds. It was somebody else.
Huh. Okay. Well, since I'm not driving, I'm going to Google that. So they're based out of Austin, Texas, I guess, that company. I have one client who had a variant. From my understanding, was not part of the threat. If you want to know who actually discovered SolarWind, His name's Eugene Parker, but that's not the guy. That's not it.
Who that's discharge particles off the sun. Not
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, FireEye discovered it.
FireEye. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and who the people in their IT department are, but you know, I'd hire them.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's. You know, I was just telling Matt, I asked Matt to rate how severe he, you know, how serious he, you know, how long lasting the effects are going to be of it. And he thought it was like up around a 9, and I'm going with a 6.5.
You know. Yeah, I think it's going to be,
I don't think like our traffic lights are going to start like going off and stuff, you know.
Oh, like you know that. What? By the way, I know that there are a lot of utilities that are on on the internet too. They're on their own network.
Uh huh.
So it'd be interesting. You know, I keep hearing on the news, oh, they might shut down the utilities and stuff. But I really don't know that they could. I don't know that would be very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like on their own private network. You know.
Yeah.
Even with hacking into SolarWinds. I mean, you have to get in through VPNs and stuff. I would have a hard time believing that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I keep coming back to the question of, so why don't we just turn Russia's internet off? You know? It's just like for non-payment, you know, non-payment of your bill or, you know, this hack's going to cost you and, you know, we're going to turn it off and you can't have it back for 3 years, you know?
That's right. That's a good idea.
And but then that leads directly into the, you know, examination of just how the mistake was that's been made is that we have allowed the global economy and so many other aspects of our civilization to be based on the internet. And
right.
So what do you think, Matt? Why don't we just shut them off?
I think that's a good idea.
It'd be interesting embargo to talk about that and see what the negotiations sound like. That'd be a very interesting negotiation to be a fly on the wall.
Or put a filter in that says you can only watch TikTok videos for the next 90 days.
We could just Rickroll every request coming from Russia.
That would be awesome. Yeah,
any packet coming from Russia just gets Rickrolled
just send
back.
Them Rick Springfield for sure. So
that's right. There you go. Yeah, I have one more question for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys heard of Robinhood for investing?
Yes.
I'm thinking I might, you know, throw some cash in there and see how it goes.
Yeah. Does it have to do with like giving money to the poor or something?
No, it's an investment platform. Personally, I use one called Ally, the Ally Bank. You see the ads for them. They purchased a investing platform, and I've done pretty well on there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it?
Ally.
Okay.
I'll
check it out.
And I think Robinhood, so a lot of them have basically like free trades, so you can, there's some rules, but most of the trades and stuff you're not paying a commission on or paying, and there's a bunch of rules and stuff. But anyway, you can do that. But I've been investing since 2018 and have done pretty well on tech stocks, or 17, somewhere in there.
Well, the one that I was thinking about, and I'll let you guys in case somebody wants to call in, but I was thinking that
we have multiple lines now, by
the
way. Yeah, so don't worry about
that.
Oh,
you do?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So
where you put in money and then it just does the like auto investing for you?
Huh?
Yeah. You can look at the, I think they're called mutual funds, or there's EFT, there's a bunch of different things, but depending on the platform, they may have something that splits that up the way like that, where it's like, oh, you know, some tech stocks, some blue chip, some like, XYZ.
Yeah, it does like a formula where it looks at how things are going up or down, and it automatically moves money around. So that it's, I don't know. I'll have to look into it. I can't remember. I thought it was Robinhood, but maybe it was a different one.
See, I've been using a different, a competing service called Friar Tuck, and it is a mutual fund. It's a mutual fund that invests solely in fast food. So.
That's funny.
It's a little it's a little greasy, but hey, I like it, you know.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't have any more news or anything to chat about. I just wanted to call in and check in as I try to do every couple of weeks with you guys. So everything else is good, though?
Yeah, everything's pretty good.
It sure is. Yep, Matt's kid is just growing like a weed. Man.
Yes, she is.
Well, that's like, you know, did you start a 529 plan yet for her?
You know, we did the research on that and decided not to.
Ah.
So that was our decision on a five. Yeah, we looked at it, and it can show up as an asset to the child. So if she decides to go to college, it can be counted against her for her tuition as part of her assets.
Oh, wow. Bummer.
So
yeah.
we decided to keep the funds in our name since we have some level of protection for that.
Yeah. They have another one called the Folgers can. You just put it in a Folgers can and bury it in your yard.
Oh, no, we started an investment.
Nobody, nobody will know about it.
Nope, and it doesn't make any return, and you lose 1.5% per year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, anyway.
To rot. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's not what it is.
Got it. All right.
Well,
hey.
I think, you know, the 529 plan might be good for people who aren't very good at savings.
Yes, there are situations where it would be a good choice, but we decided that in our particular financial situation, it was not.
Okay, well, good. Well, listen, when are you guys on next?
That'll be
first Monday in January. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then the last thing I want to mention is, you know what? I have not made my KD&K donation yet this year, so I'm going to do that today.
Woohoo!
And I encourage other people to do that as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great plug. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Matt and I can continue living this rock and roll lifestyle that we live. So.
That's right. I like it. Okay, well.
Merry Christmas, Donna.
In person.
Yeah.
All right. Have
Thanks
a good day.
Thanks for calling, dear. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KD&K. Have a few more minutes if you have a quick question. 970-963-2976.
Yeah, we got time for one printer cable jiggling, I think.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
So, yeah, so, hey, tomorrow the day gets longer.
Yes, today.
Yeah.
Isn't Saturn supposed to be transversing Jupiter shortly as well?
Is that like, are they going to be like right on top of each other tonight? Is that the deal?
That was my understanding, is if you had a good enough telescope and a view of the western sky,
got it.
You'd be able to see Saturn pass behind Jupiter.
Okay.
Good deal. I'm not sure exactly when that's supposed to happen, but we're supposed to be able to see it nonetheless.
Okay.
Assuming you're.
Well, I know how I can find out.
All right.
Saturn-Jupiter conjunction 2020. That's geeky. We can talk about that.
Yep.
So let's see. They are...
Conjunction. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened in... So it happened in, like, 2020, but the sun was in the... It happened in 2000, but the sun was in the way, so you couldn't see it. And then I think this is the first time it's been visible to, you know, people on Earth in 800 years, I believe. Somewhere right in there.
All right. The two largest planets in our solar system are coming closer than they've been since the Middle Ages, and it's happening just in time for Christmas, hence the nickname of the Christmas Star. I did not know that.
I didn't.
Yeah. And it's not an actual star. The two planets will certainly make a bright splash in the night sky. Let's see here. And they're not going to tell us what time it is. You know? So get out there and watch to the western sky. And, you know, I'd say they're probably about, 15, 20 degrees above the horizon. I've been watching them.
Yeah, I've been watching them for the last couple of months.
Flirting with each other.
For
a while. So, all right.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KD&K. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Ruin for Help Desk in studio with Louie Computer Guy.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. And,
Happy New Year.
And we'll see you on, I think it's the 3rd,
fourth.
The 3rd of December.
4th.
4th. Okay.
See you on the 4th, everyone.
All right. Take care.
This week, in preparation for one of New Orleans' oldest traditions, families are joining forces to construct pyramids made of wood and wire. They'll spend days building their wooden towers, and then they'll burn them down. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Billy Bourgeois is a bonfire builder from Paulina, Louisiana.
My daddy started building bonfires, and his daddy started building bonfires. And I was building it since I've been 5 years old. Now I'm starting to get my two young kids into it, 1 7 and 1 9. We're starting to build bonfires.
Bonfires are usually built from willow trees, a light and inexpensive wood that's plentiful in this area. But for maximum noise, most builders spike their bonfires with firecrackers and hollow reeds, which explode in the heat.
We put 32,000 fireworks in our bonfire with 5 truck rolls of cane reed. The cane reed is like a bamboo. When it builds up pressure, it pops like a firework. So that's just popping you here now. It's still popping from the cane reed.
Before the advent of insurance, these New Orleans bonfires were built as high as 60 feet. These days, builders are limited to 20-foot pyres, but even putting up a 20-foot structure still takes the work of an entire family.
It's a family thing. My brothers, my cousins, we all help. We can build it in 3 or 4 days. We can build a bonfire with a lot of work. We bring our family up here and light a fire and barbecue. And last night, we stayed there at 2 o'clock in the morning just having our own Christmas Eve party.
Please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond.
All 6 branches of the Garfield County Libraries will be closed on December 24th and 25th. Normal library hours will resume on Saturday, the 26th. It's 4:59. You're tuned in to KDNK. Stay tuned for All Things Considered coming up at 5 o'clock. And stay tuned for local and regional news at 5:34 here on KDNK. And stay safe out there. And hope everyone is having a great night. And I am Kenna Crampton, and stay tuned for All Things Considered coming up right now.